Overhead Door Company, the original garage door company, serving you for over 90 years. Call 767-0028 or overheaddoorcocharleston.com. Overhead Door Company of Charleston, proud to open today's Fan Talk with Bobby Harton.
Welcome to ESPN Fan Talk with your host, the king of sports himself, the only king who drinks his crown rather than wears it, the Betty White of sports radio, the myth, the legend himself, Mr. Bobby Harton. Let's start the show.
Hi everyone, welcome to Fan Talk here on this Monday afternoon. It is August. August,
baby, we are almost there.
I don't know if we're supposed to be happy about that, but August 2nd, Fan Talk, built by Baker Roofing. Been in business over 100 years, one of the largest, most recognized roofing contractors in the United States. And whether you need residential or commercial roofing, give our friend Matt Johnson a call. He is the general manager of Baker Roofing, or you can check him out at bakerroofing.com. Hope everybody had a good weekend. I think I'll go ahead and start. This is just me personally.
Yeah.
I think August is the worst month of the year.
Mm. The heat? Is that it?
Well, it's hot. I don't have to worry about it, but a lot of folks have to worry about getting their kids back to school.
Yeah.
That
sure
can't be fun.
The school supply runs.
Yeah. We're patiently or impatiently waiting on football to come. It's a slow sports month normally.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we do have the Olympics for this week.
Yes.
And then they'll be gone. And then, boom, you're only going to see for a couple of weeks how slow sports is.
Right. Hear a lot of Mount Rushmores on Fan Talk, that's for sure.
And us in this business, we have to sit there and put up with a lot of reactions, mostly overreactions, from what we're hearing from camps and we don't even see with our own eyes.
Yeah, and there's no videos or anything really coming out about it, and not a lot of reporters are there, so we do not know what's going on yet.
And I just think August is the worst month of all the months.
I feel like it's heat-wise, I totally agree with you that it is awful right now.
We definitely ushered in August with a little heat, that's for sure. We brought the heater.
Yeah, we're bringing a heater into football season. Here we go.
So hopefully everybody had a good weekend. We got a lot to talk about from everything that happened over the weekend. I watched the Braves all weekend, much to my disgust. Well, I mean, actually, they didn't play that bad, but I don't know. They're not going to get to 500. I'm convinced.
Yeah, no, I think they're going to stay right under just for you, Bobby.
Every time we get one win away from 500, we drop back to two games under 500.
Mm. You know, that's just the Braves' way, I guess.
I don't know, but
did you like what you saw from them this weekend, though?
I thought Duvall had a pretty good start. Solar had a good start. The Rodriguez kid pitched pretty good yesterday. So it is what it is. So I basically watched the Braves and some Olympics.
Yep. Same here. I was more on the Olympics all weekend. Saw Caleb Dressel just dominating swimming. It was unbelievable.
I'm going to tell you what. I watched, and I don't know who won. I don't remember who won it now. But I watched the 1,500 meters.
In track
swimming.
And field?
Oh, no, swimming.
Oh, good.
That's a long damn way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you have to be clinically insane to want to.
I'm sitting there watching them. All right, this is it. And then they turn again. I didn't have the sound up because I was watching the Braves, but that's a hefty swim.
I believe it's 8 laps, if I'm not mistaken.
No, more than that.
More than that. Let me. Was it the men's or women's who you
this
were
watching? This was the men's I was watching.
Hmm.
Well, I actually ended up watching the women's too because Katie Ledecky won that. But they kept swimming and swimming. And every time I thought they'd hit the wall, they turn around and go back again. And I'm going, when is this end?
It's like they were swimming from Miami to Cuba. I mean, it's unbelievable.
So that's my big takeaway from the Olympics over the weekend. I was going to watch the golf. I was excited Saturday. I said, and then I checked it out and I'm going like, Shoffley didn't even tee off till 10 o'clock Saturday night.
Yeah, I mean, the time change.
No, I'm not doing that.
The time change this year has really affected the watching experience of the Olympics.
I'm not doing that. Do we start watching a golf at 10 o'clock at night? Oh, no. So, but anyway, it was a good weekend. Hopefully yours was as well. 843-721-9500 is the number to call. You can follow us on Facebook. We're on Twitter at Fantalk989. You can listen to us a number of different ways. You can go to CharlestonSportsRadio.com. You can get us on your Alexa device. Also, you can get us through the App Store or Google Play. Just download ESPN 98.9 Charleston.
Bingo.
You got to put 98.9 on there now.
Bobby Fink was the winner of that 1,500 meter.
That's a long drink of water.
14 minutes and 40-second swim. And you're going, obviously you're pacing yourself, but you were hauling through that water.
Right.
I mean, an unbelievable endurance by these guys. It's ridiculous.
So that's probably 30 seconds to swim one length of the pool?
Yes, like
so
30
it's like
to 40.
So 28 times back and forth.
Yeah, I'm going to figure out the exact number.
I'm going, my goodness. All these athletes impress me. I mean, they really do.
Every sport.
I could do none of this.
No, I was watching Taekwondo. Our 18-year-old girl who's like 6 feet tall was absolutely unbelievable. It's been awesome to see these athletes work.
I mean, I'm trying to think when I was – I can't do any of them now, but when I was younger, I'm trying to think, what could I be good at?
Yeah.
And I got nothing.
You don't think you'd be a good, like, you know, in handball or something? Get you on the equestrian team?
We didn't have that. I don't even think they had a handball when I was growing up.
I think I played it.
Marbles, maybe.
Yeah.
Marbles.
PE classes, I was definitely playing handball. It was 30 laps, by the way, for the 1,500.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot.
I mean, I can't – so I guess the 800 was what?
15.
25 laps? Wait, how many laps was it? 30?
Yeah, 30 laps for the 1,500.
So 15 or 16 for the 800?
That's still a long way. And Ledecky's got the top 15 times for women in the 800, I believe. Unbelievable.
I got tired just watching it.
Oh, yeah. I could never do it. It's unbelievable.
I really did. I just got flat out tired just watching that. So, but anyway, so the U.S. Leads the medals, 22 gold, 25 silver, 17 bronze going into today's action. Other things that happened over the weekend, River Dogs actually got beat this weekend a couple of times. They went 12-6 Friday, lost 6-5 Saturday, only got one game into that doubleheader because of that big storm that came through Saturday afternoon and lost 10-6 yesterday. But the good news is they're 54-23 and 16 games up on second place, Columbia. Battery lost 3-2 to Miami FC on Sunday. They are now 6-5-3. Braves and Brewers over the weekend. Braves lost 9-5 on Friday. That was after they led 4-0.
Yeah.
And I said, this could be a good night. And it wasn't.
Good night on the porch.
They did one Saturday, 8-1. Lost yesterday, 2-1. So the Braves now two games under 500, 52-54. But, again, they're only four games back of the Mets. In golf, here we go. Parjuri Anakarurarov. Yeah, that's close enough. Won the tournament over in Northern Ireland. Annika Sorenstam won the U.S. Women's Senior Open. And in the Olympics, Xander Schauffele won the gold medal, 18 under. Other Americans, Colin Morikawa, finished fourth. He was 15 under. Justin Thomas and Patrick Reed tied for 22nd at 15 under. No NASCAR. They'll get back to work this week. The United States did win the Gold Cup, 1-0 over Mexico. That was their seventh Gold Club title. So we'll have an Olympic wrap-up here in just a minute. Everything pretty much that happened over the weekend. So, well, I can do that now, I guess. Oh, we can go to break. Oh, we can go to the phones.
We do have a caller that wants to talk.
I don't care.
The caller wants to talk about the Olympics. So,
all right, let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, I'm trying to make it quick. You might be up against a break, but before I get to that, before I talk about Olympic sports, is the heat. And I love the heat. I love it. But this is why they call it dry heat and people move out west, the humidity. And if it keeps people away, but yeah, it's been brutal the past two or three days. Brutal. And I love the heat. But about the Olympics, quickly, you're talking about swimming. I knew swimmers in high school and college. And I have to tell you, I've never met any people, group of people, who party harder than swimmers. It is vicious to work out. They puke in the water. They swim forever. And that's why I started watching. I mean, I really don't pay too much those sports don't pay much attention, but I'm willing to start watching it. And you look at these people, they're very dedicated and hardworking people.
Wait a minute. They puke in the water?
After party.
Oh, yeah, that's workouts. Oh, yeah. Their hair, actually, a lot of the guys, when in high school, these guys were, doing the swim team, their hair was tinged green because they spent so much time in the water with the chlorine. And I was talking to them about it, and they're like, yeah, and they like their workout thing. Like, you have like at the end of football, running sprints. Mm-hmm. They had to swim, and they pretty much weren't done until they puked. They said they always puked after every workout. Hey, swimming is a very hard sport, and I respect these people who do it.
All right, man. I appreciate the call. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM. They puked in the pool.
Yeah. That.
Actually, 98.9 FM. So
yeah.
We'll have to get used to that this week.
Right.
So we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Rivers at Commander, we have reports of an accident. Forest Avenue near Spruill, a wreck too. University near CSU also getting reports of a problem. There is a stalled auto on the interstate westbound out at mile marker 220. Also seeing some heavy traffic out near the Ben Sawyer Bridge in both directions. Also seeing some delays if you are trying to travel along the Mark Clark westbound right near Dorchester Road. No word on an issue. Also seeing delays on 61 in the area of Old Parsonage and Glendale. Visit the Holy City Farmers Market every Wednesday from 4 to 7 p.m. Drink on Noisette Creek as you shop crafts and goods from local vendors and farmers. Visit holycitybrewing.com for more info and for online ordering. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report brought to you by the Concrete Rose Foundation, uplifting the youth of the community through sports and mentoring. Visit ConcreteRoseFoundation.com to sign up for the West Ashley Junior Wildcats football team, ages 5 through 12.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Garfield Jewelers on Savannah Highway in West Ashley. Expect to be impressed.
Here's your afternoon forecast. A thunderstorm or two in the area, a high around 86. Periods of rain and a thunderstorm tonight, a low around 74. Heavy rain and a thunderstorm Tuesday, a high around 80. Looking ahead, rain and a thunderstorm until Friday morning can lead to flooding. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
During these uncertain times, Garfield Jewelers cares about your safety, the special hours, and the convenience of appointment shopping. Garfield's is here to celebrate life's biggest moments with our classic one-of-a-kind estate jewelry, our unique diamond engagement rings, and everything beautiful under the sun. Now more than ever, serving you safely is our pleasure at Garfield Jewelers, Savannah Highway, across from Nissan. Expect to be impressed.
The Real Estate Lowdown from Godown.
Hi, I'm local real estate investor Daniel Godown, co-owner of CRP Real Estate and Charleston Rental Properties. Residential real estate investing can be tricky. You want to maximize cash flow on your investments, and CRP Real Estate can help. We're the Low Country's experts in real estate investing. We're a top-rated local team of licensed agents, home improvement contractors, and property managers, offering a streamlined service to get you the best return on your investment. Contact us today.
CRP Real Estate at 843-594-1031 and crprealestate.com.
Thick thighs save lives, y'all. And in this case, they are saving the Lowcountry from the national chicken wing shortage. From the creators of Wingstop, let me introduce y'all to Thighstop. Delicious thighs the whole family can enjoy. Visit thighstop.com to place your order or check them out on DoorDash for delivery.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future in a world that's changing fast. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do it all with confidence, kindness, and strength. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life, what matters to me is that you keep doing. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
I had this illness that really made me powerless over alcohol and that insisted that I got drunk. And so I got drunk. It doesn't have anything to do with trying to control it. An alcoholic who picks up the first drink will pick up the second drink. I can't say to anyone, no, 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 don't drink. But I can say that when you decide you don't want to drink, come to AA. The door to AA is always open. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
In the Charleston area, call 843-723-9633.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
She knows what she's doing. She's super bad now. She's here to really blow your mind.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Monday afternoon, 843-721-9500 is the number to call. Let's take a look. This is going to be a real brief summary of the Olympics.
Let's
put it about that.
Very excited.
But I think I got all the top points from over the weekend. Simone Biles, she's going to compete in the balance beam now. She has decided she's okay doing that.
Welcome back, Simone.
So we'll see what she does there. United States men's basketball will play Spain, the reigning World Cup champion, and that will be Tuesday sometime this morning, I guess.
I believe so, yeah. Should be a good game.
So I always forget at 12 a.m. it becomes Tuesday. So when you say Tuesday,
I feel like it should be like 3 a.m.
It's going to be like in the middle of the night.
Right.
So anyway, Asia Wilson scored 22 points. Breonna Stewart added 17. United States women beat France 93-82. That was early this morning. The win was their 52nd in a row for the United States, and they now advance to the quarterfinals, and they will play on Wednesday. Soccer, the women's national team knocked out of the Olympics, losing 1-0 to Canada. They will face Australia at 4 a.m. Thursday for the bronze medal. Baseball lost today, their first loss, 7-6 to Japan. But it is a double elimination.
No chance.
So we'll explain a little later what it will take for the United States baseball to win the gold. Fort Dorchester graduate Jasmine Camacho Quinn took the gold medal in the 100-meter hurdles for Puerto Rico. Charleston's Raven Sanders won the silver medal in the shot put. American gymnast Jade Carey won the gold medal on the floor exercise. United States women's volleyball team won their pool. They beat Italy in 5 sets. So that is, I told you, a very brief summary of the Olympics.
All that matters is the
and a lot of swimming medals.
Right. Oh, a ton of swimming medals. I believe I have the number exactly of how many golds the USA actually has in swimming.
So the United States leads the medal count. I did wonder, the gold medal, which as of July the 29th, gold was priced at $1,831 per ounce. Silver was at $25.78 per ounce. And under that calculation, the gold medal is worth $810.
That's it?
That's it.
So you can't even, if you're down bad after you win an Olympic gold, you can't even sell that like a championship. Right?
But gold medal winners get $37,500 per gold medal they win.
Oh, so Caleb Dressel is having a good time over there in Tokyo right now.
The silver medal winners earn $22,500, and bronze medal winners get $15,000.
Wow.
I didn't even know they got paid.
No, I didn't. I didn't think they got paid either. That's nice to know that they're getting a little sum of money, you know, at the Olympics. We have 30 medals in U.S. swimming right now. 11 gold, 10 silver, 9 bronze, 2 world records broken.
There you go. So, and according to Olympic records, the only time gold medals were purely made of gold was during the St. Louis Games in 1904 and the London Games in 1908.
So, I mean, what's the gold really mean? Is it just a medal or what?
It's kind of like when you buy a gold watch from Walmart.
Yeah, you go over to Macy's and grab you a $65 watch. I get it.
Yeah, you ain't getting gold there. But I didn't realize they got paid. So
that's cool.
So they get a little change for their hard work.
Can't even imagine how much Michael Phelps made over his career.
What? 37, what'd you say? The Dressel kids got 4 gold medals?
Five, I believe.
Five?
Mm-hmm.
So that's $150,000?
Yeah. He's having
whatever 37.5 times 6 is.
Well, he can't go out in Tokyo and celebrate a little bit. So, he's got to get back to the States.
The money when he comes home.
Oh, it'll be there.
Well, now, I wonder if they write him a check there or...
Maybe a direct deposit. Maybe a direct deposit into the checking account, hopefully.
So I don't know how to get paid, but anyway, I thought that was fairly interesting. All right, we got to take a break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on ESPN Radio, 98.9 FM.
CharlestonSportsRadio.com.
Yeah, that one.
There we go.
Summertime is prime time at the Boone Hall Farms Roadside Produce Stand. Healthy fruits and veggies straight off the farm to you. Whether picked daily from farm fields close by or from partners right up the road, it doesn't get any fresher. Tomatoes, watermelons, blueberries, squash, peppers, Max Pride's peaches, the list goes on. Open 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Check it all out at the Boone Hall Farms Roadside Produce Stand, 2434 North Highway 17 in Mount Pleasant.
Foundation problems start small, but will only get bigger and more expensive. Candy Foundation Specialist is the trusted expert for sinking foundations and settling concrete. Foundation problems don't get better over time.
They get better when you call my dad.
Canty Foundation Specialist will permanently repair any foundation and crawl space problems. Call for a free estimate today, 843-484-3625. That's 843-484-3625. Or online at cantycanfixit.com.
Kitchen cabinets are here at Carolina Building Materials. The new line of Jarland cabinetry just arrived, and Carolina Building Materials has you covered. Beautiful, high-quality cabinets that fit every lifestyle and budget. Locally owned and operated, Carolina Building Materials is fully stocked with all of your replacement windows, cabinets, and doors. Visit CarolinaBuildingMaterials.com or stop by the showroom at 2440 Meeting Street. Call 843-744-2575. Carolina Building Materials.
It's the quarterback's duty to be a leader on and off the field. Now it's my duty here at Brown & Brown Insurance Group to lead each and every one of you in the right direction for your insurance needs. Hey, I'm Donnie McElveen, former Clemson quarterback and hometown boy from Somerville. Call me at Brown & Brown Insurance and I'll make sure you're ready for every situation. 843-572-4567. That's 572-4567.
Looking for a side hustle or a job for your kiddo? Consider Wingstop, the national leader in chicken wings and fries. Learn skills and trades that will advance your pay as well as your abilities in the hospitality industry. Apply in person at either location, Sam Rittenberg Boulevard or Rivers Avenue.
Your auto glass should always have a clear view. That's why you call Clear View Auto Glass free mobile service. Their friendly certified technicians will do an amazing job on your windshield. Locally owned, Clearview Auto Glass saves you time, money, and works with all insurance companies. That's why Charleston has trusted Clearview Auto since 1996. 843-569-3300. That's 843-569-3300.
Have you missed working in the medical field? MUSC is now hiring registered nurses for a variety of units, such as in the emergency room, ICU, and medical surgical units. MUSC has many job opportunities and schedules to find your perfect fit. If you're the type of RN who rises to the occasion, apply and join the trusted team of healthcare professionals who find working at MUSC much more than a career, it's a calling. Apply today at musc.edu/careers to change what's possible.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. Yet, for many United States military veterans, finding and affording oral health care is a challenge many of us don't think about. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to see one veteran with special needs one time per year. Visit willyouseeonevet.org to learn more. That's willyouseeonevet.org.
Before you throw away those unused medicines, stop.
There are better ways to dispose of your unused meds to protect the ones you love.
To find a medicine disposal site near you, visit www.safe.pharmacy. A public service message from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
Welcome back to Fan Talk here on this August 2nd. I'm telling you, August is the worst month of the year.
I usually think it's February, but it's the month of love. I understand. Don't come at me for that. But
well, February, you've got the Super Bowl.
Right. Yeah, what am I thinking?
College basketball.
Yeah. You're right. That was
college baseball used to start in February.
Well, February for me is like we're close to getting the weather a little warmer. I need it to happen.
Well,
you know,
I mean, it's winter in Charleston's nothing.
Yeah, well, for a kid who's grown up here his entire life, it's 40 degrees is death to me.
843-721-9500 is the number to call. Clemson has announced their first ever women's lacrosse head coach. Her name is Allison Kwolek, and she comes to Clemson after being head coach at the University of Richmond. She's been there since 2013, where she went 64-16. So,
wow.
Clemson starting up their women's lacrosse program.
Getting a good one, it sounds like, for sure.
I guess so. Also, this crazy story. Clemson quarterback Fred Davis II surrendered to police on Sunday. They charged him with misdemeanor reckless driving for allegedly driving 115 miles an hour and causing a wreck that seriously injured a postal worker back on July the 21st.
Mm.
115 miles an hour.
What are we doing, Dabo? They said get the boys.
They said he hit the postal truck going 70 miles an hour, and there was a brakes skid mark 290 feet long.
Wow.
That's the length of a football field.
Yeah, I mean, 115 might be, you know, a low ball for how fast this guy might have actually been going. Jeez.
Clemson said they would deal with it internally, but, I mean,
that's dangerous. 290-foot
skid mark.
Yeah, especially around—
And he hit it going 70.
That's ridiculous, especially around Seneca in that area. It's hilly, you know, got a lot of one-way roads. That's quite dangerous,
So I bet you Mr. Davis will be able to tell us how many steps are in Clemson Memorial Stadium when this is all over with. So anyway, 843-721-9500 is the number to call. CBS Sports put out their preseason top 25, Alabama ranked number one. Clemson number two, Oklahoma number three, Ohio State number four, Georgia number five. Tell me if you've heard that before.
Every year.
Coastal Carolina was number 31.
Wow.
And what did they think of the Gamecocks? Number 93.
Top 100. Here we go. We're moving up. We're moving up, Bobby.
Oh, out of 130 schools, they had the Gamecocks ranked 93rd.
That just shows you,
A, the perception of the Carolina program, and B, how far we are away.
Or that CBS Sports just disrespecting Shane Beamer and his new reign here at University of South Carolina.
Let me see if I can pull this up, list.
Round out the top 10. Yeah, I'd like to hear it.
Preseason top 130 rankings.
Here we go.
Ahead. Let me see who some of the teams ahead of South Carolina are.
I don't know if you're going to be too happy about this.
Duke is 90. East Carolina is 88. Georgia Tech is 86. Rutgers is ahead of us.
That New York
number
sports
80.
Market. New York sports market. They did it for marketing.
Marshall. Number 70.
Wow.
At Tennessee at 68 on the list. Arkansas was 61. Virginia, 57. Mississippi State, 55. Florida State, 52.
What have they done?
And Nebraska, 51.
I don't know who made this list, but we got to give somebody a call.
Ball State ranked ahead of Nebraska and Florida State. Wake Forest is 49. Wake Forest ranked ahead of Nebraska and Florida State.
Hey, I love the Demon Deacon. Shout out Sam Hartman. But, I mean, come on. I think the Carolina Gamecocks will give the Wake Forest Demon Deacons a run for their money any day of the week.
Appalachian State was 43rd.
Mm.
Boston College, 42. Pittsburgh, 41. Virginia Tech, 39.
Pittsburgh, 41. That's ridiculous.
Liberty's right, 33rd.
Hey, Hugh Freeze has got those boys. Hugh Freeze has got them slinging it out there, Bobby.
Anybody want to buy my tickets? Oh, gosh. Anyway, it is CBS preseason, and they ranked all 130 teams. So there you go.
Who rounds out the top 10?
Let's see. Iowa State was 6th. Wow. A&M was 7th. North Carolina, 8th. Oregon, 9th. And Notre Dame, 10th. Wow. Cincinnati, 11th. Florida, 12th. Wisconsin, 13th. LSU, 14th. Miami of Florida, 15. Southern Cal, 16. I think they mixed up Southern Cal and South Carolina. I think
that's the
problem we got here. Penn State, number 17. Iowa, 18. Texas, 19. Washington, 20. Indiana, 21. Utah, 22. Ole Miss, 23. Arizona State, 24. And 25 is Louisiana.
Mm. When will the media ever learn that University of Southern California hasn't been good at football for the last 8 years?
They were 5-1 last year.
Well, they're not competing for anything, you know?
I'm just saying, they were 5-1 next year.
Yeah, hopefully they get it turned around. But every year they bring in a new AD and a new head coach, and it just never works out.
The only point I brought, I don't put a whole lot of stock in preseason polls. I mean, every preseason poll is going to have some kind of variation of Alabama, Clemson, Oklahoma, Ohio State, and Georgia.
Right.
Every magazine, every preseason poll, AP poll should be coming out shortly. So, past that, what does it matter?
Right. Because those are the teams that compete,
right,
especially in only the four-team college football playoff. Until we get 12, those four teams.
I you could put Liberty 33rd, South Carolina 93rd, let Liberty play our schedule, let us play Liberty's schedule, and it'd be a little bit of difference.
See how things turn out. That's
so
for sure.
Preseason polls mean absolutely nothing to me, but it's what we have to talk about here in the month of August. Nothing going on locally. River Dogs are off. Braves are off. Limited baseball today. We do have one game in progress. Indians and Blue Jays. We'll get you a score on that in just a minute. Tonight, Phillies and the Nationals, Orioles and Yankees, Mets and Marlins, Mariners and Rays, Angels and Rangers, Pirates and the Brewers, and the Giants are at the Diamondbacks. And today is day 11 of the Olympics, which ends Sunday, the closing ceremonies Sunday night. So there you go. It'll be done after this week. We still got a lot of track and field coming up.
You see the 100
swimming's
meters?
Over, right? Swimming's over.
I do believe the swimming is over.
Yeah.
But track is vamping up right now. We'll see Sydney McLaughlin run here pretty soon. But the 100 meters was very, very interesting, the guy who won, because Trayvon Bremell was our favorite for America, and he came in at a 10 flat, which he ran a 9.85 at the trials. And then this Italian guy, who was a long jumper last year, just broke 10 seconds, wins the gold at a 9.85. I mean, it was a very interesting race, and track without fans is no fun, in my opinion. You got to be screaming and yelling in there.
Yeah. Nothing says fun for me is going to a track meet and screaming and yelling.
Hey, that's my cup of tea right there, Bobby.
I'll be honest with you. I have never been to a track meet.
Really?
Never.
It is an electric. I spent every weekend during the summers of my childhood at track meets, and it's a pretty electric environment, especially with the parents. Parents
right.
like to really get involved, and everybody's on the fence. I enjoy them. It's hot though, obviously. It's incredibly hot.
I don't have anything against it.
Right.
I'll be honest with you. I'll probably watch it, like a lot of people, every 4 years when the Olympics come around.
That's fine.
And I have never been to a track meet.
Well, let's be honest with the sprinters, with Usain Bolt not out there, it's kind of the spectacle of sprinting has kind of gone down a little bit recently.
It's got to be the next guy steps up.
Nobody's getting to the 9.5.
Usain Bolt's probably what 82 years old now.
I think he's in his late 30s, yes. But I don't think there will be a human, much like the mile time we were talking about on Friday, I don't think somebody else is going to get below that 9.6 in the 100 for quite some time.
That's because I'm not out there.
But, yeah, you know. I mean, get Bobby in some New Balance, you know, track spikes. 10 flat.
843-721-9500 is the number to call. NCAA Board of Governors. We touched on this. Came out late Friday afternoon, calling for a constitutional convention in November. First step toward launching dramatic reform and how the NCAA is governed for years to come. There'll be a 22-person Constitution Review Committee that'll have presidents, conference commissioners, athletic directors, and students from more than the 1,100 member schools in Division I, II, and III. And they will be the ones to redraft the Constitution. That committee should be appointed sometime this month after each division nominates candidates.
I'm interested to see, like, the students and the athletes that they're saying, what their involvement is going to be in all this.
So, who knows what's coming down? But, I mean, we already know what's coming down. Mark Emmert says, we can't make this work anymore.
Right.
So they're going to give up a lot of power.
Oh, yeah. It'll probably go to the conferences, right? I mean,
I'm assuming so. But again, this is the problem we had in football last year. You've got to get all the conferences on the same page.
Right. Absolutely.
You can't have all these conferences and divisions playing by different rules.
No, it all has to be one unified. Because, I mean, the Big Ten, there was months before the college football season that the Big Ten was not going to play football. I mean, and the SEC
was...
Well,
they thought they were cute. Remember, they came out with their schedule before anybody else, right? Now, without telling anybody.
Right, right.
And then they said, well, wait a minute, maybe we're not going to play, you know.
And the SEC was like, hey, we're playing, all right? Greg Sankey said, we're playing.
The Big Ten should have the least amount of say-so after what they did last year.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It should be the ACC and the SEC that are calling the shots, because obviously the Big 12 has no power any longer.
So we'll see what comes up with that. So who knows? But right now, there are basically no rules in NIL.
Oh, no. I mean, Quinn Ewers, it's official that he is enrolling early to Ohio State. He won't be able to play, obviously, but he's enrolling early, and he's going to start making money, and we're going to see this trend happen over and over again, I'm assuming, with the top recruits.
Right, and a lot of people are criticizing the state of Texas because they have a rule saying that high school athletes cannot make money.
Right, yeah.
So, I mean, where does it end? If you're criticizing the state of Texas, where does it end?
I mean, we're going to see 12-year-olds signing shoe deals when they're playing in the AAU tournaments. I mean, this is unbelievable.
Little Stevie just signed a shoe deal with Buster Brown. $1 million shoe deal with Buster Brown.
We think he's going to be a great athlete in the future.
Yeah, he's only 8. But we think he's got a future, big future ahead of him.
He's
so,
a third grader. It's going to get wild.
Well, you know, think about it. If that was allowed, people at Nike and these shoe companies aren't stupid.
Oh, no.
They come out with a complete line of kids' shoes.
Oh, absolutely. Because, I mean, social media is so prominent now, so kids their age definitely have seen their highlights, and of course they'd buy their shoes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So who knows where all that, again, all I want to be able to is get in my car, go to Williams-Brice Stadium on Saturday. If I go to an away game, go to whatever stadium it is, cut my TV on, watch college football, and just the product just be the same. And I'm okay.
Well, more importantly, watch the game of the year, Eastern Illinois taking on.
Eastern Illinois, they start practice Friday.
Ooh. They're going to be ready.
And I'm going to tell you, that's going to be one nervous bunch.
Absolutely.
They actually have a game.
Oh, yeah?
I was looking at the schedule because I was kind of bored this morning. They actually have a game the Saturday before.
Oh, wow.
They play Indiana State.
Huh. Home of Larry Bird, right?
On the 28th, yes.
Interesting.
That's about the only thing Indiana State can lay claim to.
Yeah. Larry Bird.
Larry Bird.
That is wild.
So we will get a preview of Eastern Illinois the Saturday before.
I promise you that Bobby Harton and I will be studying the film and we'll be ready to go.
We will break it down.
Oh, yeah. Eastern Illinois.
Monday afternoon.
Absolutely.
Full breakdown of Eastern Illinois. We're going to call some bar.
Huh?
Isn't it in, didn't we figure out it was in Charleston, Illinois?
Which bar were we talking about?
We'll just find one.
Oh, yeah. We'll find one.
We'll go through the Yellow Pages.
Okay. is that still a
didn't
thing?
We find out, didn't we look it up? Isn't Eastern Illinois in Charleston, Illinois?
Let me fact check that. I'm not sure. I remember we were talking about with our fan of the week, the Fishbowl Bar, but I don't remember this bar.
Oh, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, ESPN Radio, 98.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Another Lincoln Trail ride home. We have reports of an accident now on the Mark Clark westbound near Dorchester Road. That explains the heavy traffic there. Starting to see heavy traffic between North Brett and I-26 on the Mark Clark westbound. Mark Clark eastbound past Long Point Road is a slow go in Mount Pleasant. We have accidents. Rivers at Commander, also Rivers at Remount University near CSU and University at Shadow Drive. Forest Avenue near Spruill. Sam Rittenberg Boulevard in front of Frothy Pier. Also a wreck Nassau near Line. A stalled auto Ashley Phosphate at Cross County as well. Conover Law Firm wants to help. Car wreck, train wreck, and even wrongful deaths via auto accident. Contact Conover Law Firm. Visit CraigConoverLawFirm.com. And remember, don't get run over. Call Conover. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report provided to you by South Carolina Federal Credit Union. Recently recognized as the best financial institution by readers of the Post and Courier. Visit scfederal.org, South Carolina Federal Credit Union.
This weather report brought to you by Exit Realty Lowcountry Group, making home buying simple. Here's your afternoon forecast. A thunderstorm or two in the area, a high around 86. Periods of rain and a thunderstorm tonight, a low around 74. Heavy rain and a thunderstorm Tuesday, a high around 80. Looking ahead, rain and a thunderstorm until Friday morning can lead to flooding. With your Lowcountry forecast, I'm John Dixon.
The Exit Realty Lowcountry Group and their team of trusted advisors are staples in the real estate community of the Lowcountry and a champion of closing the gap in home ownership for those who didn't think they could own a home. Buying a home is still the American dream, and if you're serious about buying a home, you can own your own home. Let Exit Realty Lowcountry Group lead you through the process. Call today, 843-619-3005, or visit exitlowcountry.com. That's exitlowcountry.com.
This hour is brought to you by the Bradley Insurance Agency. Call the Bradley Insurance Agency at 843-881-AUTO. That's 843-881-AUTO. Or email Philip Bradley at allstate.com for a quote today.
Kitchen cabinets are here at Carolina Building Materials. The new line of Jarlin cabinetry just arrived, and Carolina Building Materials has you covered. Beautiful, high-quality cabinets that fit every lifestyle and budget. Locally owned and operated, Carolina Building Materials is fully stocked with all of your replacement windows, cabinets, and doors. Visit CarolinaBuildingMaterials.com or stop by the showroom at 2440 Meeting Street. Call 843-744-2575. Carolina Building Materials.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like this.
What's your favorite color? What's your...
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
You are not your diagnosis.
And vision loss does not define you.
Your drive defines you.
And we are here to let those challenged with blinding retinal diseases know
that we are driven too.
To be a beacon of strength.
A champion of courage.
An advocate for hope.
And we are stronger together.
We fund.
We fight.
We win.
We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Join the fight at fightingblindness.org.
It's time to talk sports with Bobby Hart. Now, here's that football-loving, barbecue-eating host of Fan Talk, Bobby Hart.
On ESPN 98.9 FM and ESPN AM 910.
Not my new mom, or would you be mine? Oh, I heard it through the grapevine. Oh, I'm just about to lose my mind. Honey, honey, well.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Monday afternoon, the only day game in baseball today. No score. Indians and Blue Jays. That game in the top of the third. River Dogs are off. They'll be on the rest of the week against Augusta, and the Braves are off, and they will have a three-game series against the Cardinals Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and then return home for a weekend series against the what's left of the Washington Nationals.
Yeah, I mean, it's and the Cubs, too. How about Chris Bryan and all those guys hitting home runs all their first outing?
Bryan, Rizzo, and Baez all hit home runs for their new teams.
That's got to be a kick in the teeth.
I feel bad for Cubs fans.
Oh, I do, too.
They got dealt a pretty tough hand by the Cubs owners.
It'll be another 100 years, Cubs. Sorry about it.
Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Have you adjusted your radio show to accommodate all those Yankees that moved down from New Jersey and New York?
No, we just block them.
From Mount Pleasant? My God, right? Hey, Bobby, do you ever think you'd see the day when a small town like Tampa Bay would become America's sports city? I mean, think about it. The football team are Super Bowl champs. The hockey team are the champions. And I'm going to tell you something. After watching Tampa Bay dismantle the Yankees and the Red Sox, they got a good shot at winning the World Series.
What about Tampa makes you think it's a small town?
It is. I've been there. It's a small town. Tampa Bay is a small town.
I don't know what your definition of small town is, but the Tampa St. Pete area is not small.
Maybe it's my background of Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Washington. Maybe that background. Anyway, I never thought I'd see the day when that would happen down there. But it is what it is. Tell me now that Texas and Oklahoma are firmly in bed with the SEC, what happens next in college football? Do they just throw it out the window and stop going to school and just – make another professional football league?
It is getting more towards professional than I like. I will say that.
I mean, colleges could do without football, but football in a college, you can't do without the college. And at this point, as they're getting bigger and bigger, I mean, your prediction about the football coach being bigger than the president of the university would come to pass. Seriously, though, what do you think the ACC is going to do? I mean, you know, the Big Ten has, that's where the population base is a lot of the population base, you know, the Big Ten. Do you think you can see the day when the ACC and the Big Ten join forces?
Yeah, I don't think that's the next move. I'm just guessing. I have no idea, but I am guessing the next move the ACC makes is to try to bring Notre Dame in for football.
Well, the arrogant SOBs, I mean, they are America's team. I mean, there is no question about it. Their fan base goes from Maine to California. And they think, and they know that, you know? But I don't know what they could bring to the ACC that they already haven't bring. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, they would actually make more money than they do with their NBC contract.
They don't, you know, Bobby. If you're a state school,
do you think Texas?
They don't need the money. They've got $5 billion in the bank.
Do you think Texas needs the money?
No, they have $5 billion in the
bank.
But
time, you answer my question. Do you think Texas needs the money?
No, actually, of the state schools in the country, the two schools with the biggest money are Texas and Ohio State. They don't need the money, no.
No, and they joined the SEC. So to act like, I'm just saying, the ACC may tell Notre Dame, all right, you can either join the conference or you got to get your other sports out of the conference. And they looked ahead to go to 16. I'm just
now,
thinking that's next.
Again, is the 12-team playoff, I've been wanting this 12-team playoff for so long. Is that like a done deal starting next year?
No, not a done deal at all.
What's holding it up?
Well, they're under contract through 2025, I think it is. Three more years or something on the contract. Of course, that's the contract with ESPN, so you can make that go away fairly easily. I think everybody wants to put the 12-team playoff on hold till they figure out what the next move is by all the different conferences.
You know what's going to be interesting? The next shoe to fall is going to be basketball. I'm trying to figure out. It's going to be interesting to see what happens now with basketball with these. Well, of course, the SEC now is not just football. It's basketball and everything else. By the way, Boston College lost in the finals of the sailing tournament to Harvard like yesterday.
Fire them all. Fire the coach. That's what we do here in the South.
Fire the sailing coach.
Fire
the sailing
coach. The
sailing coach is a woman, and it's a men's,
get fire
a men's sport. All right. Hey, listen, we're coming up to big boy football. Are you going to at some point give your predictions? I don't know. If you had $100 to invest, and I know you're loaded, you'd pick Tampa Bay and Kansas City to be in the Super Bowl, wouldn't you?
I might have to throw the Rams in there, but I would certainly think about it.
Yeah. I want you to know that they're raving about this kid from Alabama up here.
Well,
this
of course.
Kid
Where is
has
he
evidently
from?
Picked up the very complicated offensive scheme of the Patriots, like, overnight. He must be a pretty smart kid. He must be, you know. My only question is, what took Saban so long to only play him 1 year? I mean, you know, I don't know. Was Tua that much better than him? I don't know.
He had a couple of good quarterbacks in front of him.
Tua was amazing. He threw two interceptions his junior year, I believe. And then he was sitting in front of Mac Jones.
Well, but did you see what Mac Jones's record was at Alabama? See, that's the thing about Alabama. Since they went to that pro-style offense, they were basically a defensive team and a run-oriented team. When they went to a pro-style offense, they've developed some quarterbacks. They got a kid, I guess, this year that's a five-star out of California, you know, that they're raving about. I read in Pro Football Weekly, they're listing the quarterbacks to keep your eye out for. No, I didn't see anybody from South Carolina, or from Clemson, for that matter. I saw evidently the Georgia quarterback, they're rating high, too.
Well,
now,
do you have to
play Georgia and Florida? Do you have to play Alabama, Auburn? Oh, you have to play Texas A&M.
We play Auburn. We don't play Alabama. We play Auburn.
Well, this is all going to. I think it's all going to change. Those two divisions that you're going to come into. You know, my wish eventually will be no more Division II schools. Everybody play one another, and you know that's maybe the way it'll work out.
All right, John.
All right, Bobby. Bye-bye.
By the way, it's a 12-year college football playoff contract, and it's actually four contracts of 3 years in each length. So 2023 would be the closest time we could get a 12-team playoff.
I don't know. I some people are saying that is probably further away from what it was a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
Before Oklahoma and Texas did what they did, that kind of bumped it down the old priority pole, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, they threw a wrench in everything.
You basically have one conference, one Power 5 conference that just got wiped out. So, I don't know where we're going. Just have to wait and see. But it's a new week. What could happen this week?
It's going to be a great week, Bobby. It's going to be a great week.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM. We'll take a break.
Since 1941, Southern Lumber's been serving the Lowcountry with perfection, one board at a time. Their products from Addison Windows are worry-proof and time-proof. Visit Southern Lumber online or at 2031 King Street. See why Charleston has trusted them for three quarters of a century. Southern Lumber, Addison Windows, performance that aces the test of time.
Southern Lumber and Millwork, your natural choice for quality.
Did you know your favorite landscape store, Wando Power, rents all kinds of...